My name is Brian. I'm from the Network Solutions.
Mi nombre es Enrique Torres y soy administrador del software de dominio para Facebook.
Rick Weingarten with the American Library Association.
My name is Xiao Chen. I came from Taiwan. I represent the Taiwan Academic International.
My name is Tony Wong from the Academy of Taiwan, also representing the University of the
High My name is Carlos Caron. I'm from the University of the
My name is
Tony Wong. I'm
from the University
My name is Lafon. I am from the government network of the
leader. Yeah, thank you. Hey, I'm John. APP is here. Chief Duty is from the coordination of the EMS.
My name is Joachim Sam. I'm the founder of the Innovation of the Nightmare Efficiency. We represent the 120 individuals that have found it necessary to apply for any damage. Constituency is done. So actually, I don't belong here. Yes, I belong here because as such we are also a non-commercial organization, non-commercial domain name owner, the idea of another name. I'm grateful for the hospitality that I have here in this room in the meantime.
My name is Alfredo Saric, Monastis, and I am the chairman of an association called the SSO, SME Support Organization, which is was set up by the European Commission. And essentially this association represents association of associations.
What kind of association? The association, the commercial association?
We represent SME support association, small and medium enterprises. Essentially, we represent the 20 million SMEs, small businesses, serving all the congregations.
You are from Mexico or Italian?
I'm
Italian. I live in Italy. Okay. Mm.
This is
Wisely.
I want to go on ABCLB.
My name is Tarek Kamel. I'm working for Insec in Italy.
This is now the point where we wanted to introduce the agenda proposed for today. Is it already possible for the women?
Let me say one thing. So, we have people from 16 countries. Good news.
Mention the time.
Yeah, we have a proposed time limit, which is not written now here. Because of the very short time we have all together, and maybe we can have it here and later put also the proposed time limit here. We should have the whole agenda very soon, and then we will briefly go through all the points. Basically, it is a report from yesterday's administrative committee meeting. Then reports from the BNSO working groups, and then proposed reports to the ICANN, and then we have at the end a 30-minute general discussion. But of course, with every point as it comes along, we will have also the possibility to have a brief discussion. Can we start with the Can you repeat the program?
Well,
if we have any different like election
leaders, we can. Well, are you going to stick to it? No, I prefer to be here for now. Okay, first I want to make sure of you that the election committee was formed by Mary Borger, Kilman Chom, David Donny Heath, David Mather, and Vanny Martin. There was inscribed as 30 large organizations and voted, and 23 of them voted, which two votes each one. There was inscribed as 23 small organizations and 26 voted with one vote each one. And these are the results. Jay Park with 30 votes. Catherine Kleinman with 18 votes. Raul Echeverria with 15 votes. Benny Van Rome, that's here, 4 votes. And Jeff Graber with 2 votes. For the numbers, we can see clearly that the three representatives for the main council, then it is Heyman, Fares, and Echeverria.
I would like to, I would like to object to the nomination and the voting of Danny Rapp. His nomination was not set. It will not change the results of the election, right? But I'm just trying to have the formal procedure followed. Mm-hmm. Right, because he was not elected. But he nominated himself, and he was not seconded. And the charter says he must be seconded. Does anybody have any objection to my position?
Well, the rules says it should be seconded.
Correct, and it was not.
There is no objection to your question. The question I have, can I ask the question, how does it go for the region?
That's the next. Okay. Oh, by the way, somebody needs to be here to attend the Europe. No, you have somebody from Europe is elected. Many guys almost from France.
Somebody
just to be clear for people who have not followed in detail, the charter says that we get to put 3 people on the names council, and that was the 3 that Lanny just mentioned. But our charter says we will also take the top 2 people from other regions. So all 5 regions are represented, and that will form the administrative committee. Okay? So the... The fourth person who is part of the administrative committee is from Europe, Danny Van Rome, but we do not have a fifth person from Africa. Okay, so we need to, because no one was nominated and voted in time. We want a compressed schedule because we spent a lot of energy trying to do this very openly and with consensus. So we need to make a suggestion for how we get someone from Africa to be on the administrative committee. There's been one suggestion, it came in last night's mail from Alejandro Pisante from UNAM in Mexico, and he says that we should take, I think he said 5 weeks or something like that, to run a special fast procedure to have a new opening for someone from Africa. Does anybody have other suggestions? Or does anybody object to that suggestion? There is somebody here.
No, the department. I just want to say at the beginning one thing, that there has been also elected with an alternative. So when I negotiate, for example, is an alternative for cutting climate. Because some people were maybe not following that there has been a main one who has elected on someone as a consultant. So this was the first one.
Ah, this has nothing to do with Africa.
Yeah. It was just a piece of information. Concerning Africa, we have two organizations, as far as I know, have not followed the main within the last 50 days because of the traveling who are members in. Two organizations who are members of the non-commercial domain holding constituency from Africa, one from Ghana and one from India. So the issue is that because, as Andy has mentioned, because of time constraints and because we did not have enough people also to vote and to support, nobody has run for nomination specifically from Africa. So either we can, as Randy has mentioned, make an open forum for awareness of people and to give people another chance to be members, first of all, because for being elected someone has to be a member at the beginning, as far as I understand. If we put it for 5 weeks, then fine, but I am maybe afraid that in 5 weeks we are not able to get enough members because we have been already trying for some time to get members. We should also think about the alternative in case of what's happening, maybe just to keep the balance of the regional diversity and geographical diversity, that we get the two organizations with whatever order of one main and one alternative that are already members in the domain name holding constituency with the consensus of the list. I'm not saying that this will be ratified now, but with the consensus of the list. So we'll do our best for awareness and outreach for people and more voting members. We have started that long time ago. Me, Paula, Anna and myself were trying this. So if we get enough people and enough members, then great. We'd like to be elected as any other regions as well. And maybe if not, then we'll have to think about some sort of scenario of selection.
So we have now two proposals, one which was mentioned, which came in by email and your presentation.
I did not understand what you finally proposed.
No, I'm saying.
I believe you're just giving more background and you agree with this obvious suggestion.
I agree with the suggestion that we'll try to make an election. Not electing people within 5 weeks, but we'll try to make an election with having enough African members. I'm just saying that if this does not happen within the 5 weeks, because we already tried to get people on board, we should think about a scenario.
I think the tension is it's very short to do anything, but you should realize that we just did it for the whole constituency in a week and a half. But secondly, the other tension is that if we don't do it quickly, Africa is not represented in the process.
I don't want that. It's a short period, 6 months anyhow, so I don't want to spend 3 months debating what we put from Africa. And the whole process is running without Africa. That's my only concern.
I have one question that bears on this. But for how long will the United States?
It's 6 months.
Because
we agreed
to that. That's the issue. Why we are in a hurry? Because we won't spend much time.
Just because.
Is it possible that this proposal by email and your comments will be discussed with the secretariat so that a procedure can then go into the main
we'll work on that. The administrative committee will should work on that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Member list?
Member list.
Well, it's when it says like on the 19th we had like 60 organizations for like 33 30 lots of organizations and 33 small organizations, but that kind of list was made for only election. So maybe we still also do a participation and this is going to be updated. I mean, so like I guess some of you like who is not registered is like membership, I guess mean, we really welcome your participation at this point. And another thing about the criteria, we discussed that, like, who is going to take over the secretariat, because, like, our main duty, through a daytime job, we cannot, it cannot be communicated by it for one person. So, actually, Randy was volunteered to maintain this, and I volunteered to take care of, like, meeting arrangements. So there are, like, maybe four other, like, issues, like who is going to handle the website and who is going to have the archive and, like, the minutes or something. So I would, like, open this issue to all of you, like, if there is going to be any volunteers for this, and, yeah, it should be welcome too.
The website is maintenance and hosting, or is it the text
storage? It's also the hosting. It's also a search engine. It's also the archive. I have just volunteered for the website. That's actually running fairly well, right?
I'm adding many.
We do the text for us,
right?
Yeah, and I thought that if you know.
So if you're going to be that way, continuously like to live by iPhone and
we can do that for the moment. If someone wants to help you with the text or someone wants to translate it into other languages so that we can have the text up in different languages, that would be
terrific. Right now it's not broken.
Right now it's working.
Yeah. It doesn't change that much, it's just a resource, not something you go to every day for meetings.
Basically, yesterday the discussion was a report that the ongoing things are ongoing and there is no need for any immediate changes unless there are some better proposals.
And then,
I just wanted to
introduce
you to the
discussion and any of the members are interested in working to organize the website, create more accessible information for outreach to a broader base of constituency, and the collection of resources the Marshall Foundation could have funding available if you approach our website at www.marshall.org and fill out a proposal for funding on that sort of position that you see as a staff position first. At various preliminary discussions that needs.
Thank you very much.
We didn't schedule, we are going to have like the November on committee, and they're like, we like, use like product access from typing students to like a good issue, and like we are going to save the emails or something like that.
Yes, in the context with the discussion about the present list, the question was also then raised about certain procedures and regulations which we have at present, and it was felt in the administrative committee that the future of the charter needs much more attention, and we discussed it, and we will have a report now on that.
That was the reason for that. Yes. Okay. The charter was went through many revisions. It was worked on by drafted by a small committee of Catherine and David Maher, who unfortunately cannot be here. It received two objections, and those objections were that Bill Senich wanted to remove the exclusivity clause where somebody who is a member of another constituency cannot be a voting member of this constituency. They may be a member and do discussions, etc., but may not be a voting member. And that has not been seriously discussed. There are issues on that with the ICANN process that need to be worked out. And the second objection was Jeff Williams wanted large organizations to have only one vote. There was not serious discussion of that either. The charter itself, the people who did it, and the kind of agreement was seen as temporary, enough to get this organization in real place with real people to make to do the real work, but it will need continued revision. The charter needs to answer those two questions. The charter needs to decide to write down what are the actual roles of the administrative committee. Right? So that people understand what the jobs are and what to expect and where to go, and details like that. The let me just check my notes. So we need to form a committee to draft the next generation of the charter. For many organizations, this is a semi-permanent committee because issues always come up that need to be answered, either to interpret the current charter or to say, wow, that looks like a problem, let's look on to the next revision. It is, and the issues that need to be decided is, some other issues are, can we elect someone, can we elect to the Names Council, someone who is a member, but not a voting member? In other words, they belong to another constituency also, so they can't vote here, but can we nominate them for the Names Council? Okay. How do we maintain the membership list? How do we decide, for instance, under the current charter of Bill Semich, cannot be a voting member. How do we formally decide that? In other words, how does the membership committee meet, make its decisions, etc.? There needs to be more criteria on that. We need to delineate structure of the committee to draft the charter, to work on charter revisions. And what the administrative committee is suggesting is two chairs, one who's already a member of the administrative committee, who we just voted for, and one who is not from the administrative committee. Okay? And that they would be from a different region. That there would be three more members from the other three regions. So the committee would be composed of the five regions, and then those five people, because they might not be good drafters, they might not be lawyers, whatever, would get maybe a few drafters to do the writing work. Okay? And we suggest that this committee be formed. We should take a month or so to form this committee, and then the committee can begin its work, and we expect, you know, 6 months before the next revision of the charter. We have, since this is very important, with how we decide our rules, etc., we put 15 minutes up here so we can discuss it.
And we are still in the camera.
Do you have anything to say on the charter?
I'm concerned because what's happening, if you ask me, that you're diluting people that have been elected. If you have three people that won't put votes of the constituency, then you're inserting non-elected members within the body that's going to be the chief executive body of the constituency. It occurs to me that you're actually undermining the votes.
Excuse. There are two pieces of confusion. One is we were not discussing the administrative committee, we were discussing the charter drafting committee. The administrative committee is composed of five people, all of whom were elected by vote.
Yes, but you're saying that you still have to discuss the role of the administrative committee.
And in the new charter,
yeah. But who will be continuing to draft the charter?
I was just reading that.
That committee consists not only of elected representatives, but also other people.
And the membership.
Can I respond to that? That was part of the original drafting committee. Working, the expectation
expectation is that the Maine Council representatives are going to be very, very busy with the working groups, which is the business of the Maine Council, which is the substance of deciding issues of fiber swatting, clean smart, and how the Dominion Supporting Organization as a whole will work. The thought is that the Maine Council people can be really, really busy, and the administrative committee as a whole, and that the drafting and looking at the questions of where, again, the charter that we have up now for everyone who's technical, it's called bootstrap. It's just the bare minimum. Even that bare minimum took a long time. So what we're hoping to do is get more people involved, you, to help us look at those questions. You're not making the decisions necessarily. You'll be going out, you'll be leading discussions on the list of each of these issues, trying to come up with some consensus, and then designating the drafter. And I'll probably be drafters. I'm sure David Mocker will continue. I'll volunteer. So it's not like you're making decisions, but you can be helping the Maine Council, because we really, there's so many issues going on that we really need as many people as possible involved, or we're going to wind up not being able to do everything.
Further, in most organizations that I know of, there are many committees formed. Almost all of those committees, and almost all organizations in my culture, I don't know about other people's cultures, certainly can't speak to it, have one member of the executive on it, and the rest are specifically from outside.
We've been talking here about the charter drafting committee. The charter is the key to whoever holds the future direction and control of this position. So whoever drafts the charter.
The charter draft is the supervision.
I know.
The other thing is,
how often do the charter changes the rules?
This charter change this group is noted over the last months for an open consensus process. Paranoia, I don't think it's justified.
It will be on the mailing list. It will be on the mailing list. How this process is going to be. And one reason why this was discussed yesterday and suggested is because certain things are not very clear in the present existing charter and need additional clarification.
This is the recommendation of the very people we are talking about who are elected. Receive this process.
Mm-hmm. Any further comments?
The people who are interested in helping, volunteers are going to be needed.
Who would propose somebody?
Well, the chair, the AC should decide who they want to chair.
I mean, the process will anyway, if a suggestion to this content comes from this house, the suggestion will go to the administrative committee to initiate the process as we start now. Any further comments? Please. Yeah, are there any objections or further questions?
Any volunteers?
Anyone who would like to be part of this?
Okay.
It's actually really interesting. Really
interesting job. No.
Could the advisory committee please pick a chair from the advisory committee, a co-chair, and then pick one other, announce it, and those people can then form the rest of the committee?
Yeah. I think the process is then in the hands of the administrative committee, and then it will be announced in the mailing list, and probably there will be a special mailing process in relation to this task.
Would anyone object if I circulated a sheet and people who are interested in perhaps becoming part of the committee write their name and email address, and I will give it to whoever becomes the chair for the administrative committee?
Would that be please be restricted to actual members of the organization, of the constituency?
The membership.
that you are current, if you are, could this please be, should the people and volunteers please be members of the constituents?
Any questions, objections? Then, Kathy, can you please circulate such a paper?
Yeah, there is an issue about the membership organization. I think some people are here exploring whether they will be members. Why don't you write down maybe a specific sample application, what the organization is, and then whether you're a member or whether you intend to be a member. Because if you're going to join tomorrow, that's good.
Under the existing rules.
We're just taking names of people who would like to be members.
I understand. But when you say you're going to be a member tomorrow, that's pursuing the existing rules.
That's right.
Okay. Joe, you don't get to be a member. Bet you're real dumb.
Okay.
You still have to be members. Is that a volunteer?
Okay. I think we have now the process clear. Okay. we are now somewhat really again in our original timeline, but there may be some more questions for you as well. Can we close this point about charter revision now? And there's one problem, the coffee break. We could have it here in terms of our program, but we cannot have it for technical reasons.
In 10 minutes.
We can have it in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And so the question is,
just touch my head.
Yes. And so the question is, which of the other issues?
Constituents.
Okay, because we cannot have a long point here before we go into coffee break.
We're going to take a coffee break already?
No, 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 less than an hour. No, but it is technically necessary to do it now. You were informed.
We cannot have
coffee break.
We have the liaison issue.
Yes, I think we can take the liaison issue now, so that it can be in line with the timeline as well.
Okay. As you know, the DNSO is organized in 7 constituencies, which elect 3 members each to integrate the NM Council. But there is another important place to participate in the DNSO. This is the General Assembly. The General Assembly is a main list where everybody can participate without any special condition. We think it's very important for us, for the interests of our constituency, to have an important participation in this list to ensure the needed balance among all interests in the DSO. I ask you to participate in this list. See, please, the DNSO page, www.dnso.org. What are happening in the DNSO? One thing is the work in the working groups. There are, at the moment, 5 working groups installed in the DNSO. Working group A. Okay. Yes.
Working group A was a working group of the Names Council dealing with proposals for 2 things. One was the definition of cyber squatting. Cyber squatting is where someone takes a domain name that's a very famous, well-known brand name, and uses it and registers it for no other purpose than trying to sell it to the company that it belongs to. The most famous, everyone's seen various cases of this. But the only value of that mark is that it be sold to someone to the brand name owner for higher price. So classic examples would be if someone registered, probably classic examples would be if someone registered Xerox.com or if someone registered Adidas.com. Because those are words that were made up for that organization. And there's really no other reason to use it in that way, except to cause confusion with the products of Xerox or Adidas. The problem happens when you have a word like McDonald's. McDonald's is the last name of many people. McDonald's is also the name of many companies. McDonald's Accounting. You can have a McDonald's family organization. Who has the mark then? If someone registers McDonald's.org, are they automatically a cyber squatter? And the answer under traditional law is probably not. That is the job of the trademark owner to prove that there is infringement or dilution. That is the job of the trademark owner to show that, first, that the use is commercial, that there's a commercial use of someone else is trying to market goods and services, and that that use is likely to cause confusion or otherwise to dilute the value of the mark. Under existing law, at least those that exist in the United States and the UK and others, and we're very, very interested in the law in other countries. I'm very, very interested in working with you on the law that's around the world. But under existing law in the countries that I know, you can never show infringement or dilution against non-commercial speech. It doesn't exist. Non-commercial is an exception. I mean, it's a limit because it doesn't apply. And if it's an editorial critique or political parody that normally would be excluded, it's just you can't show infringement or dilution against those types of legitimate uses of words. But there is a problem with cyber spotting, and there is a problem with getting cyber spotting cases in court. And so the court, so there has been a proposal both to create a definition of cyber spotting and to create a mandatory arbitration process where every domain name registrant, when they get a domain name through the ICANN process, through the general top-level domain, .com.org.net, and whichever ones we create in the future, will agree that if there is a trademark domain name dispute, right now involving cyber squatting, some people would like to apply this in many other areas, if there is that dispute, then you have to go to an arbitration process. The rules of cyber squatting can be, let me move over to my newspaper here. The rules of cyber squatting.
Can't read it. For many reasons.
The World Intellectual Property Organization in Geneva was tasked with the first draft of coming up with recommendations on what is cyber squatting. They also looked at famous marks, but that's working through fees, so we're not going to deal with that. With the outline, with the definition of cyber squatting, and with an outline for what this mandatory arbitration process would look like. Welcome. They created this wonderful work. I mean, it really is a wonderful work. They did an open process. They held meetings around the world. They had a website. They had comments. They wrote a process. And they created this tremendous work, which is online. And if anyone wants to know where it is, I'll let you know. It's actually at www.wipo.org. I can tell you more on the site. And they drafted a definition of cyber squatting. They drafted an outline of the mandatory arbitration process. The problem is that they initially drafted the proposal that went up for comment was very, very broad. And when they got to this final report, a lot of it was brand new. Really, really good stuff. It was a really, really good starting point, but the definition of cyber squatting was brand new. We had never seen it before. Most of the outline of the mandatory arbitration process, which later called the Uniform Dispute Resolution, was new. So that means that I thought it was the job of Working Group A within the ICANN community, of Working Group A, to review everything, to open it up for discussion. The World Intellectual Property Organization mostly talks to intellectual property people. It was the trademark community, the patent community, the intellectual property community around the world that mostly participated in the process, and that's fine. But what about the non-commercial community? What about the individuals? What about the small businesses? There was very, very little participation. So I thought that the WIPO process is good, but it had these broad new sections,
and that working group A was going to look at that. But working group A didn't. Working group A basically started this report and accepted it. And they didn't even look at the definition of cybercrime. They were a closed process and didn't allow people to look at, they had these subgroups. One was looking at, was anyone else part of working group A here?
I was. Specifically, working group A was a very broken process. The subgroups, it was said which subgroup you wanted to be in. I requested to be in two subgroups. I was not allowed in one. When I objected to that, I was told the process is open, you can be in any subgroup you want. I then sent an email, I was told that I couldn't be in the subgroup, and the discussion stopped. I was still not in that subgroup. The subgroup I was in, there were two email messages. They were both fairly the same. One of them was mine, trying to say, here's a constructive recommendation. Somebody else discussed that a little further and modified it slightly. There was no further discussion, and the chair of the subgroup reported back as consensus something that was completely different and had not been discussed at all. This occurred especially in the first two subgroups of Working Group A, that the chair's rather extreme position was reported back as consensus, but in fact no consensus had been reached, and usually no discussion was had, people were not allowed in. By the way, this is not true of the other working groups. It was just Working Group A that was so broken in process.
Working Group A was also broken in speed. They were given a very, very tight time frame by ICANN, and that time frame didn't include any of our elected representatives. We asked them to wait. We asked ICANN to wait until we had elected representatives to participate, and it was felt that they couldn't. And the result of Working Group A, I think, reflects the fact that the non-commercial community was not represented. So the process was closed. I was in Subgroup D. There were a few messages sent. The report doesn't reflect our consensus either. So the non-commercial community didn't have a chance to look at the report, but someone else did. Someone else actually did a lot of resources. The United States Senate is proposing a bill to basically make cyber squatting illegal. And the United States Senate started with the WIPO definition of cyber squatting and threw it out, almost threw it out completely, because experts working with the United States Senate, professors, experts, went to the U.S. Senate and said, wait a second, there are serious unintended consequences of WIPO's definition. It's not a bad starting point, but you can't end there because you're going to wind up hurting non-commercial speech, researchers, education, small businesses, and individuals. The report was not just, the experts weren't just looking at U.S. law, although, you know, they were referring actually to traditional principles of international law, because there are limits to trademark and defenses to trademark around the world. And so I think the U.S. Senate completely rewrote the bill, wrote a definition of cyber squatting that could specifically protect non-commercial speech, specifically protect fair use. And Working Group A went so fast it didn't even have a chance to look at that new definition. We had a new body of work and a new set of concerns about this cyber squatting, and I really think we need to go back and look at them. I also think that we need to go back, not for a long time. No one's trying to reject this mandatory arbitration process. Many of us think it's a good idea, but I think we need to go back to the process and get it right. The non-commercial constituency is a really central part of the spirit of the Internet. The World Intellectual Property Organization is intellectual property owners, and many of them don't know a lot about the Internet process. We know a lot about the Internet. We know a lot about the Internet speech. There are people who have been on the Internet for decades working on non-commercial speech. Some of us have just gotten here and are doing it. But ICANN is supposed to be the balance here, the spirit, and we should be looking at all the issues. And we didn't do it. It's the process is missing us. But we have a problem. ICANN is supposed to vote to adopt all of this on Thursday. And they're doing it without our input, without our balance, without our concerns. And so I say, what do you need the Internet have to lose, and what can you do about it?
One minor sub-note is, I think Kathy has forgot to mention that, in fact, this was discussed very openly in the working group, in the non-commercial constituency, this constituency. And this constituency drafted a petition to the General Assembly, to the Names Council, and to ICANN, and says to the ICANN board, and has registered with them our dissent to the current proposal, and we have been some of us have been discussing this with the business constituency, key members of the business constituency, who realize that they have the job, excuse me, I don't like standing in front of people just because of the language problem, maybe it would be easier if you can see my mouth. Is the business constituency realizes that they have to represent small businesses and small interests also, and that they have also similar concerns, and so in their meeting, which is going on at the same time, they are discussing whether to go together with us to the Names Council and to ICANN with a proposal. And this proposal is that we agree that to manage the domain name space responsibly, there has to be uniform dispute resolution. These issues have to be resolved. But there are, so no one is trying to stop the progress. We're just trying to make it more correct. And we have tentative agreement that to ask that this not be put forward at this meeting. At this meeting, one of the intellectual property lawyers has suggested the real problem, the worst problem that is going to happen with the creation of the new registrars is what's called forum shopping. In other words, I register at Vanny's registry and I am cyber squatting. I'm doing a bad thing. Somebody chases me, so I move to another registry. Okay. Ted Shapiro has suggested a very simple back page thing which says you cannot switch if somebody is objecting. To stop the forum shopping, but not changing any of the other rules. And that in the next 3 months, before the November meeting, a very small committee, like 2 to 5 people, will draft a modified recommendation, modified WIPO's recommendation in the cyber squatting and a couple other areas, very narrowly focused, not trying to throw the whole thing out, not trying to stop the process, just trying to get it right. Okay? And there is growing agreement to do this, and then at the November meeting, we would have something that everybody could agree on. But to be noted, there is a real problem. When the United States Senate comes up with a better idea, you know you're in trouble. Right? So that's essentially what we're suggesting, and we specifically are suggesting that we work with the members of the other constituencies and the General Assembly to try and build consensus.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kathy, for your response, and Randy. First, I would say if there are some more questions related to the process, which was reported, part of the process comes only from the discussion yesterday in the administrative committee. Part has been on the mailing list before, so it is not completely new, this issue. But some aspects just developed since yesterday afternoon and yesterday evening. First, only questions to the process, and then secondly, to the suggestions.
Would you
remind
us of all the working groups and then go back and talk about
what
you're doing? Can I ask that
CCPOD constituency, I believe, also has some concerns about the process. Could you be?
Yes, yes, for the VRP, along with resolution. Yeah, the CCPOD, we had a meeting yesterday, and we made several resolutions, including what we will say, and which I guess will be posted this afternoon.
What
was
that?
Oh, so this kind of process. We have like a general GMSO should review this for this proposal once again.
So we're in the
green now. Yeah.
Let me make sure I get your words clear.
I think the same thing, sort of in a different the viewpoint. But it's basically
the same thing. Two things. Number one is I'm the one keeping notes, so if you have something you want to make sure is in the notes, tell me. And number two is I occasionally check people's words because I'm going to get it right. CCTLD has agreed to have a resolution where there was a serious process problem.
Yeah.
So in WGA, and it should be reconsidered.
So if you try like DNS asking a DNS to review this proposal,
and the DNSO should review the proposal again.
Okay.
Thank you. Then, yeah, but I just want to get his words right.
We go to the working groups now, before the coffee break, or what is the technical information? We have to have the coffee break now?
We agreed yesterday at the CCTLD meeting that we couldn't pass any resolution as such a meeting. It had to be done by members for the full membership. So the spirit of the meeting was enough, but I think it wouldn't be ratified until we go to all our 200 constituents.
We try to do the same process.
So given that particular qualification, that's the only
we try to bring the mail in as well.
Yeah, I also have to speak on this as well. As far as working with the process is concerned, I think within the idea now, our steering committee has become the same and that the find the process, especially the name coming in, also insufficiently representative to take any such decision to the results of working with. With regards to what Bernie said about forum shock, I don't know, was that the opinion of the elected representatives of this constituency as well, or was Bernie just speaking on behalf of Judge Speer? That was not clear.
Actually, what I was doing was representing a discussion between, an informal discussion between a number of members of this committee and of this constituency and the business constituency. And the business constituency said, we're worried about forum shopping, how about just this piece?
But what will be the position of this constituency?
That's what I'm asking, and if you have input, you should state it, and otherwise it will be stuck on the list.
My input is that IDNO has already protested against that, because we feel that it gives undue power to be a more without any formal judicial process.
Actually, I'd love to have the opposite effect. It allows the lawyers to stop somebody from escaping them. Mm-hmm. The intent.
This is not true. Lawyers should not have that power over anything.
So then you're not for it, you're against it.
I am against that.
the first what you said about the process of working. So that
okay, I think it is now clear what has been the opinion coming from yesterday's meeting and what has been just a report about an informal discussion. I would suggest now we are concerned with a timing problem, that we try to conclude with the working groups and then go into the coffee break. Is that okay?
Yes. Will this just to the other working
group? Did he come back with ideas?
Yes, yes.
We come
back
to
other recommendations for our campaign on the issue. Yes, yes. That is it. Right. I think we have the report about a suggestion which has been presented, which was circulated on the mailing list. It has been discussed yesterday, and in the yesterday in the session of the administrative committee, we felt we will bring it again to the full meeting today, and would like to have your opinion on it so that it would be supported, if possible, from this committee for the further process of discussion. Okay? Yes. Yes. Any objections to that? Then can we go to the coffee break?
Copies of the petition for registrars are circulating on both sides.
The coffee break is 50 minutes.
Will you be one of the organizers?
I'm not sure.